Shut up. The foot is on Triple M.
Get ready.
Here we go.
Because the Saturday rub starts now.
We're on air, aren't we?
1-2, 1-2.
Bill, shut up.
It gets better with every listening.
Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Oh, of course we do. Saturday afternoon. We're under the roof at Marvel expecting a full house for this big Melbourne and Fremantle. And where else would you want to be as I look around? Oh, I see smiles on everyone's face except for Fat.
Bed.
Who's at, we're not sure where Fat's at. We'll get to that in just a minute. Hello to you, Damo.
Hello, Jim. And good to see you again. Well, we're worried in the build-up to this show today that you may have been late again. You've flown in from Adelaide, but you made it with 8 minutes to spare.
One of the modern miracles.
Here it comes. Blame him.
What, Qantas?
Blame him.
Leaving on time and arriving on time.
Oh, actually.
Early.
Ever.
Early. Actually, might even have been early.
Are you allowed back on Qantas, by the way?
Out of the email. I just travel wherever I'm told.
No, you don't.
I just do as I'm told.
Jim.
Hello to you, Bernard.
Hello, Jim.
Where would you rather be?
Last night. Where would I rather be?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably a lot of different places.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I'd love you guys. I love being here. There are other options with flights, Jim, I've worked out. Because normally you're coming from Brisbane or Sydney or somewhere else and no one really knows. And, you know, you always blame the flights and the standing on the tarmac and waiting there and you bag everyone. But there are three or four flights you could have got.
I don't do it, Bernard.
Yeah, hang on. You have a choice, Jim. Jim, you have a choice.
When I'm told, where I'm told, that's how I operate.
You never do that.
You told me your flight left half an hour after mine. Yes. Mine landed at 10 and yours somehow lands at 11:20. Yeah. How does that work? You're doing laps of the city or something.
I must have been.
A scenic flight,
I think the flight I was on also buzzed the F1 track.
Oh, okay.
I think we just dipped down over the track.
The roulette.
That's what must have been.
The roulette. You're a roulette.
We're a roulette.
What have you been doing?
Not a lot.
And welcome, Bill.
Have you still got a stiffy?
Sorry?
Well, I don't have them as much as I used to, I must admit. I'm 9 years. I'm not like you. I don't need artificial help with them. I just don't get as many.
It works.
The gate.
Damn.
The
gate. Anyway, Bill, where are you going?
Well,
the gate latch.
Why I ask the question is... Yesterday, in studio at Triple M, we had Ari Gold. Well, that's his character name, of course.
I wasn't in studio.
Jeremy Bevan, who was in the studio here in Melbourne.
Butchered that, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Jim was in Adelaide, and he is your favourite, Jim,
isn't he? I love him. Yeah? Well, Jomo's a big entourage, man. Ari Gold's the best character that television's ever seen.
Yeah.
Brutal.
You have always said that.
Unbelievable.
So, Lloyd? His
Lloyd!
Little offer.
Lloyd, I will rip your head off.
So I've never seen Jim so invested, right?
Yeah.
Never seen him so interested.
Yep.
Normally, he's on his computer looking at the latest Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Booking his next Italian holiday.
Berwick. All new A-Class EQE sedan. Oh,
he's written this down, too.
A-Class.
EU-Class, A-Class.
Well, sure, or he's driving an A-Class.
Or Rolex or Red Tube or something. He's normally there, right? So then, as we know, he doesn't listen to anyone.
Did you say YouTube?
Normally, he doesn't listen to anyone. Not at all. The bosses are in.
No, he doesn't.
He's always late. He's actually a shit of a kid, he would have been.
What, not listening?
No, just he doesn't listen. He's never wrong.
Yeah.
No wonder he got, what about he got kicked out of school, but he just didn't go to another school in the district. He went to another state.
Yeah, he had to. Had to get out, I've been told.
Kicked out of school, just a conversation with the headmaster. It wasn't actually kicked out.
So what happened
then? What did you do?
The headmaster just said, we think you might be better suited elsewhere.
So you got
never
kicked,
got kicked
that's
out.
That's kicked out.
I wanted, and Jim. I said, no.
That's exhibit
I said,
A.
You're a tool, and I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But and flourish.
But it wasn't in Perth. You had to go to another state.
Yeah, I went to Adelaide. Didn't dominate it there.
Anyway, Jim was so excited yesterday. It was fantastic. Let's sit back and have a listen.
Listen to him.
Jim and Ari Gold.
The thing I loved most about Entourage, it was just such a superb show, but also how wrong it was. Just as the whole world's focused on being correct and politically in the lane all the time, this show came along that just smashed that to bits. The way you spoke to your gay executive assistant, the way you spoke to Beverly D'Angelo's character, Babs, that was just liquid gold. And we all watched it and went, at least there's somewhere we can go where we're not being told what to say and how to behave.
Liquid gold could be a good name for like a tour or something. Yeah. I'm going to steal that.
Like it.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is that, we've been overcompensating for a few years now. And, you know, people have been operating out of fear. And the reality is you have a character like Ari Gold that's an equal opportunity offender. And, you know, he would say things that are very offensive. But at the same time, he was monogamous with his wife. Mm. He did have Lloyd's best interest. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it's funny, you know, if you want people to say all the right things and tick all the boxes, but they're actually the devil, or do you want someone, you know, who's going to be a bit offensive and cheeky, but is a decent human being, you know? And that's, you know, that's the question of what's going on right now, because a lot of people know how to look good in public.
Yes.
And it's a whole other conversation.
A lot of people get offended out there too.
Yeah.
In this world, the world's to be honest.
Yeah.
It is, Jez.
Yeah, we're in a weird time, that's for sure.
No, it is.
As we let you go, I want you to look down the barrel. I want you to think that I'm Babs, and I want you to give me the best cook Babs. That you gave Babs in the show, that you had to say in front of your mum.
Oh, my God. Joyce. Wait, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
Poor old Joyce.
I think you said her...
Babs, you look great, except you're wearing 11 bras and some Spanx, and you're viciously mediocre. How about this? You're fired.
Oh, he was brilliant.
Oh.
Absolutely brilliant. And what about our staff?
Oh.
As soon as he started going into character, they all appeared out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Because normally they're not there on a Friday.
No.
Normally down at Bell's Hotel.
Bells. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And they come from everywhere.
The world's not good, Bill, at the moment?
No, I think the world... We're not
it's
in trouble.
Did you ask any questions?
If you look
around... What's the biggest problem with the world?
Well, look around who the big countries, who's running them. That's not a good start. I
it's a good start.
No, what? Who in the votes for these people and puts them in charge?
The people.
But what kind of people put those people in charge?
The there people that put the people in charge.
They're running the world, the big countries. So just how much it costs to live. No, I'm finding that hard.
That's concerning, Bill.
I can only have 3 schooners a night now.
As we finish on Jeremy Piven Purple, I said to him, he has been in some of my favourite shows. Gross Point Blank is one of the great movies. Yep. Rock and Roll is one of the great movies.
Yeah.
He was in Gary Shandling's show, the Larry Sanders show.
Was he? Yeah.
His body of work has actually been extraordinary, but nothing touches Ari.
Is he similar to his character?
Exactly the same.
He's same in everything. Right.
Oh, no, sorry. No. In life,
he's
exactly like you'd expect.
So he's doing a stand-up. That's what he's in Melbourne for.
I thought he's here for the F1s.
No, and he's going to Adelaide to do a movie, but he's here to do stand-up, and he was actually handing out his cards.
Well, he was.
Loved
it.
Hey, Bill, your movements during any given week always amuse us, and a couple of things have come across the desk this week, and
Jim,
you'd be across some of these actions. There was a massive McLaren gala event this week for the Grand Prix being in Melbourne.
And obviously. It's still going,
Yeah, obviously, Oscar Piastri being the lead driver from an Australian perspective in that particular part of the world. And this gala event, there was Zimmerman everywhere, there was Jaton Couture, there was Gucci, Chanel, Louis Vuitton. There were full-length gowns, there were bejeweled satchels. There were stilettos.
I haven't heard of any of them.
Hair and makeup had been done for 5 hours. Yeah. Just teams of stylists everywhere. Krug champagne just being poured, Jim, like he was going out.
Louis Vuitton.
There was a Kingfish ceviche with jalapenos. Or as Spud used to say, the jalapenos. The caviar, canapes.
Right,
as Spud used to say, the canapes.
Or we understand where you're going.
Everyone was dressed up, Bill. Everyone was dressed up.
No, they weren't.
Everyone was dressed up.
To the nines.
Yep. Gowns, no expense spent. You roll up to this event to interview the guest speaker at this event, Oscar Piastri.
Yeah.
You are wearing, and I've got this, a white T-shirt.
Yes.
With stains on it.
Yeah. Cargo shorts.
Yep.
Sweatpatches.
White socks.
Country road.
And dirty grey runners.
Country road, he reckons.
White.
Yeah.
Runners.
Well, they were white. That's they're grey now.
When you left
what happened?
Our studio, and Rosie was there too. When you left our studio, I assumed you were going to your house to get dressed.
No.
You went wearing that shit.
Kim.
Did you realise?
Don't you even even start, Bernie. You wouldn't have a clue Oscar Piastri is and the shit you wear. Kim, you know we're on air, live, and I had to leave early at 5 o'clock.
I thought you were going to get dressed.
Yeah. We had him at 5:31. What do you think I was going to do, Superman?
Don't tell people.
Superman.
we weren't on air live.
We pre-recorded that last bit.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
Did you feel small? Did your heart drop when you walked in?
No, we walked in and there was a lot of people beautifully dressed. It was a sponsored function, but I tell you what, we got a Corona and then just relaxed us a bit.
So
we
had
but I didn't know it was a dress up thing, but it was all to the minute. And we got 3 minutes with Oscar.
Yeah, you did, and you managed to waste one of those 3 minutes with this question, which is just staggering.
What
given
did you,
I thought you would have put the research into it. At least if you didn't look good, I thought you might have. It sounded better.
So did I. Have you actually been around the Albert Park track?
Yeah.
Yourself. You haven't driven it? Have you ever driven around the Albert Park, the track here?
Yeah.
You
have? I mean, when I was a kid growing up, all the time.
Yeah.
And last year, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Last year, that's right.
Drove in the race last year.
And has lived in Melbourne his whole life.
Yep.
Tried to look after Bilbo then, didn't he? Sort of said,
Bernie,
as a kid and like, last year.
Shut up, Bernie.
Last year.
What about you when you go, last year.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I remember you come eighth. Yeah.
I meant apart from last year.
Well, there's something beyond that, but I don't want to explain what happened. But anyway, we're fine. We got 3 minutes. Bloke behind me winding me up.
Oh, really?
In eyesight. Yeah. And we got 3.5 minutes.
What was your next one?
So the best question, have you got the best question?
Do we have the best question, Rosie?
I believe I do.
Worst.
Or the one that you like the most, Bill.
The one I like. You know who James Brayshaw is?
No, never heard of him.
Oh, that's what we want.
Host, don't hit stop. Keep rolling. Because if you keep rolling, you then said, of course I know who he is.
Oh. No.
And that's the same as pretty much what everyone said.
Yeah.
McLaren, that's still going. My understanding is Alex Carey and Nathan Lyon are guests at McLaren across the weekend. So they've rolled the carpet out.
Really?
What about driving around Melbourne at the minute? You think you're F1 cars behind you. There's all these hotted up cars driving around everywhere.
Around our joint.
They
had the
South Melbourne.
Jim Beam with the beautiful McLarens.
And you went. You, Lisa, obviously wanted to go to a function, and guess who went along with him? Oh, plus one here.
Plus one. That's about the only true thing you've said for the year.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. It was a bloody good event, actually.
And are you going tomorrow? Oh, plus one?
I am, and you were invited too. Are you coming?
No.
Why not?
I've got to go to the basketball.
Oh, right.
Melbourne United.
Okay, everyone bends over backwards to get you a spot, and now you're not coming.
How come you're going tomorrow?
Because I'm a race fan.
Why?
I'm an F1 fan.
Why are you going tomorrow?
That's what I am.
Did you ring Travis Hall, the new boss?
We demanded on air that Travis gave us seats, gave us nothing.
Someone's bought a new frock, and she's got to wear it, and old Plus just wanders on behind her.
I'll tell you what we're doing now. He's going to a break because Harry Sheasel joins us.
Yes.
Damo.
Well, he went apparently at breakfast during the week.
Oh, no.
Oh, what happened?
Harry during the week.
Harry got up and had to give the thing some sizzle because the MC was flatlining.
I heard that.
We're going to find that out next with Harry Sheasel, of course. Andy Lee is also going to join us. Jeremy Cameron or Jezza.
Yes.
Speaking of stiffies, fat head one all night. The quiz, enough, all of that still to come.
Not all.
Hard Yakka for McDonald's and Remont Water. Triple M Rockford.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
So it's my mail this breakfast.
Yes.
And it's hard to get a breakfast crowd up.
Exactly.
Because everyone's up in the morning. Yep. They're not feeling like laughing. And then old Four Eyes Purple gets up and MCs and flattens the room.
I wasn't MCing, Jim. No. I was just there.
Him. I reckon the Rub, told him 3 years ago a 10-dotted point on what he should do.
What was number one, Bill?
When he's hosting. Number one, two, and three must have charisma.
None.
And none.
None. So none. Our guest now, the Shees,
yes.
Poor old Harry Sheezel, just in his second year of dominance, had to get up and lift the crowd single-handedly back up. Shees, is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I didn't give much, though, mate.
Oh, come on, mate. No, you did, Harry. I was in awe. I couldn't get a word in anyway. I didn't want to get a word in. And nor did anyone else at the gathering want me to. You just took it over as a 19-year-old.
Yeah, just thought it was a good place to just give him some insight and as much as I can, because, yeah, I don't know, there's a lot of things that a footballer does that the general person doesn't really know, and there's a lot that goes behind the scenes, so, I like sharing that knowledge.
Right. No, it really was good, in all honesty. The leadership with which you've brought in, I noticed today in your article with Cal Toomey on afl.com.au too, it's something that he asked you about and you were happy to talk about, and obviously you're only one season and one game into your career, but it's clearly a very important component to what you are about.
Yeah, definitely. I don't try to focus too much on it. I just, like I said in that article, I just try and be myself, and the leadership kind of comes as a result of that, and super grateful to all the boys that voted me in and given me the confidence to just be myself and lead the way I want to, and I've still got so much growth in that area, and it's something I'll keep working on and asking questions about.
Congratulations on your year last year, Harry. Sensational, best and fairest in your first year. Going into this year, conceded 121 points again last week. Well, defensively, is that pressure on the footy? Is it defensive positioning? How did you sort of look at that game last week?
Yeah, the Giants definitely got on top of us. We didn't really take away their run that they're known for. So, yeah, we focused a lot on defence this week and just being tighter in our slow play defence, not letting them just chip through us. And then once they got through the corridor, they were just able to get speed on ball. So if we can really press higher up the ground, take away the first few kicks and make them kick long, or just slow them down, it'll just be easier for us to defend and hopefully get some forward half turnovers and then go back at them the other way.
Harry, Billy, I just want to get some of that insight. So how do you prepare? Are you one that listens to music? Do you read? What do you do to get yourself up and going before a game?
Yeah, game day, I like to keep it pretty simple.
What do you eat? What do you eat?
Oh, the eating, that's not so simple. I keep it pretty strict from 24 hours before a game. I'm off the pasta. Most people get on the pasta, but I'm just more steak, veggies, and a lot of potatoes, bit of rice.
Good.
Oats in the morning, eggs, avocado, and then I like to have a smoothie as I come to the ground.
Great.
Yeah.
Shees, I'm having a look out here at Luke Davies-Uniacke. He's been warming up. He might have just gone back down. He's out in the middle.
Yeah.
How good can he be?
Oh, he can be one of the best in the league, and I think he's shown that. And hopefully he just gets his body 100%. Last year he showed how good he is, but just couldn't quite play every game. But this year we're confident that he's going to be able to do that. He had an unbelievable preseason. He's fitter than ever. He's so important for us in the middle of the ground to kickstart our ball movement, and just he does some special things. So, yeah, we need him fit and firing, and I think we'll have that this year.
And Georgie Wardlaw, how's he tracking?
Yeah, he's tracking very well. He's had a bit of gastro during the week, but he's good to go now, feeling light and ready. Hopefully he's in for a big one.
Big game from Frio last week. Sorry, Damo. Big win against Brisbane. Grand finalist last year, obviously. Caleb Sarong, 46 disposals, 10 clearances. Who goes to him today?
Yeah, it was a fair effort from him. But I think we're just going to back in our mids like George and LDU and a few others to just go head-to-head and get the job done. But maybe if he gets off the chain, we're going to have to do something.
I was just going to ask you, when you mentioned the gastro, that was a storyline during the week. Is there any issue overhanging from it going into today's game, or do you think it's all clear?
No, it's well and truly clear now. I think it happened like late last week, so it was more just post-game last week. So the boys were feeling a bit sick really early in the week, but they were fine by Wednesday, so they're good to go.
And you recommitted in the off-season, Shees. I think it was a 17-year contract you signed, is that right? Wow.
Yeah, not quite, but very happy to have signed long-term with the club. I'm super grateful for them allowing me to do that. I couldn't be happier here at North, and excited for what the future brings.
Was that a bit of Akka Daka in the stadium? Hey, did Damo really put him to sleep last week? Tell us about Damo's performance.
No. Damo was great. He's all over the current sport topics, and he offered some great insight as well.
What was that insight? Give us some, please.
Oh.
Here he goes.
Little bit on Luke Beveridge, I heard.
Oh, no!
Favourite
Now we're getting somewhere.
I heard they're really strong and going well.
Nice, Harry.
I like a cheese now.
I like it, Harry.
What about our man, the zoo? The bull? Speaking of re-signing, surely that's not far away.
Oh, I hope so. He just played the 100 games last week, which was really special for him. And, yeah, I think from now on he's just going to... The next 100 games, hopefully for North Melbourne, he's just going to go to a new level. And we're really excited by that as well.
You won't know what he'll do.
No.
No idea. He doesn't know what he's doing.
No, spot on. It cannot help but getting 30 possessions.
No.
I don't think he's played an AFL game where it's been under 30. It's quite an extraordinary body of work. Shees, good luck today, mate. Big game.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Harry Sheezel, what a jet.
How good. You just forget he's 19, dude.
Yeah.
19.
And 1 year.
A 17-year deal could actually work. They take him 36.
Again last week.
Yeah.
Incredible. He is freakish in his ability to find the ball. And a very nice young man.
Yeah, that's clear. A couple of news items out of last night's game, Jim. You were obviously broadcasting for Seven. It was bizarre watching that moment when the patron came onto the field, and it just took a few sort of nervous moments for it to be brought under control. What was it like actually being there with it? And hopefully the ramifications for that individual are profound.
Yeah, like a life ban is what it should be.
Should be.
I mean, any idiot that runs on a sporting field, I have zero time for anyway. But that halfwit ran right into the middle of a congested play situation. I mean, imagine if he fell over someone's leg and they did an ACL and had the rest of the season out because of some clown.
We've never seen actually being so close to the ball and players, has we?
Yeah, well, normally the broadcasters, and you tell us what this is like, Jim, their instructions, aren't they? It was just an acceptance. Yeah. Don't actually broadcast.
Don't highlight it.
But there was no way you couldn't do that because the ball was in
the
play.
Yeah.
As I say, life ban, never come back, and send the message out to anyone else that if they want to do it, they will also
that too happen.
Players got involved too. Keyser, your man.
He was lucky that Fogarty or Big Tex weren't in the area. Otherwise, he could have been sat down properly.
Jeremy Cameron just off screen, and there's a reverse shot of it. Once they finally got him down, he's done the
ball.
We'll ask you about that when we get him on later on.
I'll tell you the other thing. There's a couple of things out of last night. That is the most over-reviewed game of football in the history. That first quarter, I reckon there were 7 reviews. And twice... Either the boundary umpire or the goal umpire is a metre away.
Yep. Just call it.
Just call it, mate. Yep. You're standing there staring at it. You know, I mean, it does my head.
And we're talking about a point or an out of bounds. Yeah. I mean, I know they add up. And I know people can look back on a result and go, well, we lost by a point. What happens there? But I think with those ones, if it's not just the straight goal review, if it's just those reviews, Jim, I think just reserve it for the last 15 minutes of a game or something like that, because that's what they do in the States, don't they? In the NFL, there's provisions on timings and reviews being allowed in certain points of the game. Otherwise, it'll end up going for 3.5 hours.
Well, and the thing about it is that the umpires all come screaming in, and the officiating boundary umpire or the goal umpire, I didn't see it. And I'm looking at it going, how? You're 2 feet away.
It's easier to say that, though, isn't it, than say I saw it and get it wrong.
They've got to fix that.
Yeah, I agree. Worries overnight for what Paddy Dangerfield may have done. We saw him getting treatment on the sidelines as the siren sounded. Byrne, we saw him speak to BT in the rooms post-match. He was saying a lot without saying much, if that makes sense. And clearly there's a potential issue there. We'll hopefully know more from the club at some stage of today. But they've actually said scans will be the way they work their way through this.
Yeah, we spoke to him on Triple M Footy last night, and he just said it was tight. He wasn't sure, a bit like what he said to BT from all reports. But they do have a 10-day break, so going into Easter Monday. So if it is a bit tight, if it's just tightness, he might be able to play, but you wouldn't risk him either.
No. They also have Steve Saunders, who is hands down the best physio in Australia.
He mentioned that too.
So if he's going to get up, Steve-O will make sure he does. But and they had Atkins with a bit of adductor tightness. He's going to play.
Bruin, obviously.
And Mitchie Duncan baby, so he'll be back. So they'll get good cattle back.
Very impressive win in the context of all of that.
Disappointing Adelaide.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, disappointing. Yeah. Big stage.
They're getting Geelong on a good night.
Yeah.
Both three out.
Yeah, they had a big opportunity last night to bounce back from really poor effort against Gold Coast opening round as well.
Explain this to me, Bernard. Why did they wait until the last 20 minutes of that game to get dangerous with their ball movement?
Not sure.
Why be so so still and stagnant.
Boring.
Yeah. And boring. And then suddenly 20 minutes from full time,
same thing.
They start flying it in there and they looked
dangerous. The previous week against the Suns, I know the conditions weren't ideal for what they were playing in that game, but they did that in the last quarter against the Suns and fell short. So,
It's a concern. And they've got a really tough month coming up too. You know, they go to Perth next week, play Fremantle, back to Adelaide for Gather Round. They got Melbourne on the opening game of that, so that's Thursday night. Yep. So red hot Melbourne at the moment, and then they come to Melbourne again for Carlton the next week. So really tough 3 weeks after signing Matty Nix as well.
Yeah. And Bill, Liam Henry's form for St Kilda, particularly on Thursday night against Collingwood in the Saints' big win, it's come at a cost. 6 weeks minimum now with a high grade hamstring strain.
That's a big one because he was very good against Geelong the week before. He's very skillful but quick, and he's one of those runners that they love to have off the halfback with Bonner and Miller.
Nasiah Wanganeen Miller.
What a star he is.
What a player he already is.
And those three running off the halfback line, and they cut him up the other night, so he's a big, big out, Liam Henry.
As is Mason Wood, Byrne, who we know was concussed, but the shoulder problem, the collarbone issue that he's got is now going to be the one that keeps him out for multiple weeks, and it's a hope that it's only 6 weeks, but by all reports, it's going to be at least 6 weeks. It's been really, really badly damaged as part of that incident.
Multiple fractures, I think someone was reporting. So, that's not good, but his head's probably the main thing to get right first. But, that's just a secondary thing that'll keep him out. So, it was a nasty one. Friendly fire, too.
And then Jim, Max King, which on the broadcast was picked up just making contact.
Yeah, silly.
With Finn McRae very late in the game. Match review officer assessed that yesterday. At the moment, it's a 1 week ban for him, so he will miss unless he chooses to take it through the tribunal.
Well, that's what I would say. No matter what the ban is this year, challenge.
Take it through,
Why
you never know.
They throw everything out. I would challenge whatever it is.
They threw out a kick last week. Now, some people had a view on what James Sicily did, but the match review office said it was a kick. It was worth 1 week, and the tribunal said no. And the part of the judiciary has also let George Hewitt play from the opening round into round one for after what he did with
Purple.
Lockie Neal.
Carlton are the best. They challenge everything and then they sue. So they challenge and they sue and then they counter sue and then they counter sue
and threaten to sue
and threaten to sue until it gets on a Friday, and then the AFL just go, he can play.
They got the best lawyer.
Best lawyers. Yeah. So that's what you do from now on.
Yep.
I told you, homeboy.
I won enough of the year. How do I win that? You're
unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Knock off. Could have given it a bit. Could have given it a bit.
That's what you call a nuff nuff. Is he here today, Scotty? I haven't seen Jordan.
I'm just looking around. Hopefully he is. I was going to text him because he may come up again. Jimmy's had another beauty.
No.
If you're listening, Jordy, I still love you. I like you. I'm not sure about love.
Yep.
I need to head up north to start with. Liam Flanagan. Now he's calling the Suns. Suns v Adelaide game in the wet. And, Adelaide weren't kicking goals, but I'm not sure whether they were kicking this.
We're inside the Crows forward 50. They trail by 8 points.
Not 15.
Quick kick off the dick. The deck, came from Alex Sexton.
It's a little slip of the tongue to get us away. Move on, you reckon? We're up north. This man, I just keep having to fend him off because there's so many get sent to me, but Luffy's in today.
Luffy.
He'll love this.
Still here, Spud.
Still here. Now, Davies Uniacke, superstar for North Melbourne, will be running around today. This is how Luffy calls him.
Yeah.
I'll start with the one, and I think it's North Melbourne was by far their best player as a consistent four-quarter effort, gave his all. I think Luke Uniacke Davies, he ended up with 29 disposals, 11 contested possessions.
Still doesn't even know what he's done wrong.
Uniacke Davies.
Uniacke. Oh, no. Uniacke Davies.
Luke Uniacke Davies.
Uniacke Davies. Oh, Luffy, well done, son. Chris Johnson, who he's another one.
Jono.
He does filth up. I did a game with him late last year, and he goes, "That shit you're putting me in to stop it." Tell you exactly how he said it. Well, it was a bit frosty for a little bit, but I've got him back in there because he can't say Coniglio. This is how he goes with it.
Yeah, Davies Uniacke coming at the ball in that clearance there. Overran it, right? Overran it. Who was his opponent? The Clipper. He came through and then got on the other.
What was his name?
He actually overran it, got the ball, and that's what the turnover was.
Who's number three for the Giants? Yeah,
Caniglia.
He went with Decliclio. Yep.
Should have gone with Tom Green or someone. Yeah, wouldn't matter.
Just, it wouldn't matter. We're on radio. Can't see it.
Exactly.
Decliclio.
Decliclio. I don't know how you get to that, but anyway, hopefully I don't see him in the next few weeks. Chompers. Yes. Chompers is back in. Ooh. Now, he's got an unbelievable ability.
Which one? There's a few Chompers.
Tony Jones.
Tony Jones, sorry. Yeah. Oh, there is a few.
The original main man.
He's just got an unbelievable ability to make a conversation as awkward as he can. This was the announcement of the Tassie team, and geez, it gets awkward.
Taya and Oliver join us, and you can see they're displaying the jumpers that they'll be wearing come 2028. Exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
What do you think of the design?
Yeah, it's very good. Very impressed with it.
All right, terrific. All right, well, you go and have a party. Oliver, what about you, mate? You might actually be wearing that on the field of battle one day.
Oh, it'd be good. I don't reckon, though. I'm too old for that. It's a pretty cool experience, though.
Yeah, it is. So how did you get picked to be the model here?
Oh, no, I just got an email, and yeah. I said yes to it.
Was there any other option other than the famous green and the red and the yellow?
No, I don't think so. I think it was pretty
terrific stuff, mate. I know you're pumped, I can tell.
So I am, yeah.
Okay, good on you, Oliver, and also Taya.
I did see that. And that bloke didn't smile. Nah. Didn't want to be there.
Didn't give much.
And didn't give it.
Gave him nothing.
How'd you get here? Oh, I got an email and I just said yes back. Very good.
Yeah,
I like that.
I'm not hanging the chompers.
He didn't have a lot to work with. He cut the female early. Yes. He thought, well, she's no good. And then he got to the bloke and thought, shit, where am I cut to now? Bill.
Bill.
Bill. I'm taking Oscar Piastri out because we've gone over that a few times. And yeah, there he goes. That's his first lap of Albert Park on your screens right now.
How well he's dropped.
Last week, Bill, if you're going to have a whack at someone, and it was me at this point, probably should get your question right.
Right. Hey, mate, you're down in Tasmania. You're running the footy down there for years down there. Did a great job. It's been a big day for Tassie today. You happy with the Devils and the jumper?
Yeah, that was my brother who did that, Bill, but that's close enough.
What are you on about?
What's your brother's name?
I told you we shouldn't get you on radio. Rob. My brother Rob, I'll pass on the message.
Oh, right. Rob did a great job down there, Trav. He was fantastic. It is a big day for Tassie today.
We should pre-record these interviews.
No, I think we should. As he was asking the question, I'm sitting there going, he doesn't realise it's his brother. And then I thought, please don't realise it. Please complete the question. And it's exactly what happened.
And then you had this one to ask me last week.
If someone is from Italy, where are they from?
You're calling me an idiot.
You are an idiot.
Oh, yeah, well, that's probably true.
They're Italian.
What are they?
Italian.
Oh.
Not E. Italian.
Italian.
Yeah. I don't know why I say it like that. My old man says it too.
Mark Cicciuto had a gotcha.
Yeah, he actually did. He texts through. He's the captain of the team of the century, I reckon.
I've
been down Wakery, having a few frobbies.
Italian, aren't we? Hey, he wasn't happy last night, Roy. I sat next to him. He gets a bit physical when the Crows don't. I was saying a bit slightly negative thing about Adelaide.
And he
would have clipped
you.
And he does. Like you and Keyser that day.
He belted the living crap out of him. Oh,
and who could forget about the stands last week, Bill?
Joel and I.
Oh, yeah.
3,000 standing room.
Andrew Dillon.
Stands.
Jim tried to save you and just go, well, just leave it, but you still went with it. So what did we finish on? Standing room area.
Spots, I think.
Spots.
Domo, what was
it? Not sure about spots.
Area, I think.
Yeah, area.
Zone.
I'm going with area or zone.
That's not right either.
Not stands.
Standing room zone.
Robbo, down on the boundary. I'm not sure of his academic background, Robbo, but I don't think he's going to be launching any rockets anytime soon.
Oh, he's a man.
I just wanted to clip him. I love you, Robbo. You know that. He's a model. Well, you don't have to be smart to be a model.
No.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to be a doctor anytime either.
Bob Jane T-Marts, Meggy.
Yeah, young Tanner Bruin, a little star for Geelong, limping left ankle, above the foot, I reckon. Gone into the rooms, ducked around physio with him.
The ankle usually is above the foot, isn't it?
Just got a clip there too from Kate McCarthy. Ankle's always above the foot. Never seen one below the foot, to be honest. But anyway, Jay-Z Clark. Now, I've left him out a little bit too lately, but he just needs a clip. He's talking about Caleb Daniel being important, and hopefully he's arriving in his car now and listening.
Caleb Daniel's been one of the big talking points.
the bigger talking points.
You could let that one go.
No. He needs to be. There's all been little subtle ones. Five or six. I've let them all go in the end.
Put them together.
Weight and numbers.
He's doing it for him, mate.
No, I'll be
and
here
also,
all day.
Also, he tried to get smart with Ben Mackay in the corner.
He did.
So he
did.
Needs to be brought
yes.
back to earth.
Okay.
Clipping
that
North
was
Melbourne.
Clever.
Back to earth.
That was clever.
You reckon that was clever?
Yeah. Biggest crowd he's ever played in.
Yeah.
He can end up on Bendigo FM.
He did his research and it was twice the biggest crowd he's
was
ever played.
Was it twice?
In, played
oh, no, yeah, you'll believe in that.
Ben McCullough today probably wasn't going to break that.
I
either,
am.
But anyway,
Grand Prix.
Howie, our boy, normally so good. We saw him walking and talking out there.
Yeah,
Fox footy. Completely forgot Matty Nix's name.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Best of luck to you and the Adelaide Crows tonight.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Cheers. Coach of the Adelaide Crows, Mark Yates. Up next.
Mark Yates coaching the Crows. Is he Yates?
Yeah, he used to play for Melbourne, Yates. Number 8.
Oh, and then he's the Brownies.
He's off the line. Yates.
No,
you would have heard that.
You're the ultimate insult. Graham Yates, aren't you?
Graham Yates.
You've tried to correct Howard and you've stuffed it up yourself.
Well, Mark Yates cleaned up.
Cleaned up Dermot. Before the 1999.
Okay. There's a lot of Yates out there.
I was thinking Brett Yates because he's about to take over the core team.
Of course.
Didn't get Matty right, and Nix was nowhere near that either.
And then Brownie tried to correct him.
Yeah. What I love is whenever that happens, the chief is so forgiving.
Yeah, isn't he?
He's so happy just to let it go and not put a spotlight on it. It's one of the.
Gotta love that. All right, hit it, host.
Nuff of the week.
Now, I've come to the realisation, it's enough off, Bill. Ooh. I need your decision on who wins this because I've got a couple of good entries and it's just completely butchering the English language, which you're very good at doing. So I need some experience from you.
Thank you.
First of all, last night, Rhett Bigland's attempting, I think he was attempting to say Bills. Ned McHenry, but I don't know what comes out.
Brett Bigland's on the boundary tonight for Bob Jane T-Marts.
Now, for Adelaide, Ned McHenry is their son. Who's that first player? That's
Ned McHenry.
They actually call him Edward McHenry in the budget these days on the footy record with Byrne.
Not McHenry.
They've changed it to Edward McHenry.
You know what he blamed it on? He's changed his name to Edward McHenry in the record. So he said, no, that's what confused him, which is, oh, shit, Biggles, I don't know.
Is that true, by the way?
That's true.
Yeah, okay.
It's true. I think it might be his original name. But And then the other one, our boy was speaking about before, Jordan Lewis, he's had another meltdown. You're guilty.
Careful.
It's the centre bounce. It's the strength of Oliver over the top and Petrarca involved. Are you seeing anything in English? Do you think that contest may have hurt his ability to compete in the middle of the ground?
Yeah, and he just looks a little bit fatigued in the game.
Look, he's trying to save it. What? English. It's just brilliant that the player was actually English. But tell you what, Louis, that wasn't in English. So let's isolate him. Bill, who wins? Go, host.
I can replay them for you, Bill. So he's right,
thank
Biggles.
Thank you.
Him in.
Are you seeing anything in English?
the English bit plays a big role.
You've doctored.
Who is it? Right, I haven't doctored that.
I'm going to go with Brett.
Softy. No, I'm going to overrule it. It's Louis. Sucked in, Louis.
Poor bloke's got a stutter.
I think remember, he's just a bogan from...
Warnable.
Let's hear it one more time just so we can put it all together.
It's the centre bounce. It's the strength of Oliver over the top and Petrarca involved. Are you seeing anything in English?
What about hose. Oh. She's just a silent assassin.
She wants
that button four times.
And the fact she'd isolated herself too. Oh, Bernard hadn't asked for that, but she isolated it away from the quote.
She's checking the door. No, it hasn't opened yet.
She's had 15 bags of twisties. I've been watching her.
It's one bag.
Yeah, where were you last night? You've obviously been on the frothies.
I was at the Grand Prix all day. Oh. And then I went to a gig.
Good work. All right, quiz.
Yeah.
Not yet. Not yet, but it's coming.
Come on, Tim.
Quiz.
Tim?
No, that's
Melbourne.
Whispers.
Tim Watson. Who's the coach? Tim?
Yes. More news with Damo as well. Ahead, also Jezza Cameron.
Mark Yates.
Mark Yates.
And Andy Lee.
So lots or still Graham. To come for Hard Yakka Workwear, McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks Footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Hose, what do you got for me?
It's the centre bounce. It's the strength of Oliver. Over the top and Petrarca involved.
Hose!
Are you seeing anything in English?
No, we're not, Louis. Do you
Jim.
Nothing. He is going to club you, Bernard.
Nothing in English. Oh, that was not me.
You teed that one up.
We've got Andy Lee coming on shortly.
Yes.
Just released some dimmies.
Dimmies and tinnies.
Flying.
Dimmies.
Yes.
Is what I'm hearing. So we'll hear where he's at.
Beer and dimmies.
At a pub. He's going to ring in and tell us where he is.
Good. Right.
But two sorts of dimmies. But the marathon.
You can't beat a dimmy.
A hot fried.
Fried.
No. See, I reckon steamed.
Steamed.
No.
Steamed. No. Bit of soy
steamed.
Sauce.
No.
Steamed.
Fried. Right. Just looking at. Oh, you sucked
There's
it in.
There. There's
a few dimmies there.
Hose, the South Melbourne markets.
Oh,
is that the most famous dimmy in Melbourne? Yep.
Correct. And then some suburban sort of deli type situation sell them as well. So you don't have to always come into South Melbourne for them, but they are better fresh from there. And you have to queue up for them and worthwhile.
Do you sell them at the creamy?
No, cryo. Cryo Bay Roadhouse
does.
That's where you get them on the way out of Geelong. There,
Collingwood 0-3.
It's an issue now, isn't it? And we weren't sure, Byrne, were we, leading into the game against St Kilda because of the quality of opponent they'd had in their opening two games, Sydney and GWS. And we know St Kilda's a really good team as well. Well, they got to see that firsthand. But the Nathan Murphy absence, the Dan McStay absence, that's all factored in. The quality of opponent is factored in. But there's something lacking. Take us through it, please.
Yeah, well, Brisbane next week as well at the Gabba. So it doesn't get any easier. Just not getting it done. I love what St Kilda did after half time, though. They just played a different style. We haven't seen that from Ross too often, the attacking style. And Collingwood just couldn't. They made mistakes last year, Collingwood, don't get me wrong. But what they did is they got more numbers at that next contest where the mistake was made, and they were able to mop it up. It wasn't pretty most times. They just mopped it up, and they're not getting the numbers to that next contest for whatever reason. And they're not mopping up their mistakes now, which is opening them up going the other way. And St Kilda made the most of that, especially in that third term and second half in particular. So, geez, they need to turn things around quickly. They're going to have to. It'll be a huge win up at the Gabba, Brisbane. So, geez, need to turn around.
Purple, I ran into a bloke during the summer. He came up and wanted to talk footy. He said, I'm a Collingwood fan. I said, oh, you'd be happy, mate. Bloody hell, that's the best fun you can ever have as a supporter. But he's chatting away. And I said, how do you reckon you're going to go next year? He goes, yeah, I'm not sure. I said, how aren't you sure? You're the reigning premier. He goes, we can drink our own bathwater better than any club in the comp.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at him and went, really? I said, mate, that Fly's got them all sorted.
Yeah.
Darcy, he goes, mate, look at our premierships. We win one. We go 20 years, we win another one.
Yeah. Well, history,
And I said to him, mate, I hope you're wrong because I love watching Collingwood. They're bloody brilliant to watch. Anyway, he might have been onto something.
Look, in that perspective, in 2011, coming off the 2010, when they made the grand final and lost to one team only for that season, they did it three times,
Geelong.
That being Geelong, in the grand final as well, obviously. But that was probably the exception to that backing it up, Jim.
This they bloke knew his club, and that's what he
said. But also, Damo, they play grand final. And Brisbane do too. So they haven't got a long rest. Then they come back and play a week before the first round.
Yeah,
they haven't had a long break.
I hear you saying, Bill, but there was only a week's difference between what Collingwood experienced and GWS. They beat GWS in the prelim final 1 week earlier. So, and they've come out of the blocks explosively. Look, I haven't detected, Jim, and we in the media, well, you look for these stories. I hadn't heard anything of hubris over the off-season. But what you do witness in the games, or notice in the games, is just that lack of little commitment that I see anyway that was not apparent last year. Just the little things.
Older players. Yeah. Just getting a bit slower. Well,
we can't avoid the conversation. Scott Pendlebury is just not performing. Still, Sidebottom's not performing compared with what they've done in their amazing careers to this stage.
Back to your point, Fat, and I think you're accurate with the fact that they get a month less. If we're going to bring them back...
Are we recording this?
If we get,
it's the nicest thing you've ever said.
That was
a positive, by the way.
Right?
He copied that off someone. Yeah. Someone else.
You have you heard it before?
Everyone's aware of it.
Someone said that.
What I would
David
say
King or someone
is if you're going to have the grand finalists play in round zero the next year,
yes,
they've got to play a team that also went deep in the final.
Yeah.
So where it was unfair for Brisbane is they played Freo, who had 5 weeks longer to prepare for that game. That's where I think they've got to be careful with the programming at the start of the next year.
And then they came off a Thursday game or Friday game, and then they had a 6-day break into week two, and then another 6 or 7 days into week three.
So you're happy with that, Damo, because he said it?
No,
and I say it, and you shoot me
down. But they played GWS in round one this year. It was a week's difference.
He's
filled up. He wants some recognition. Well,
if you think it's going to come
Jim
down to 7 days.
He tries to get this stupid frown on his head.
What's happening?
Andy Lee, we need to talk dimmies.
No, I'm not talking to him.
Where do we find you, great man?
Bill, don't be like that. I'm at our little pop-up dimmies and tinnies. It's at the London Tavern Hotel next to the G. It's the calm before the storm at the moment. We've realised that there's 2 times to eat dimmies. It's before for dinner, and then there's a lot of people coming past the soakers after the footy.
Hey, Andy, I had a look online. Their bloody crowd, the lineup was going back miles.
It was. We're worried, though, because we just need to know whether Bill's coming or not, because if he is, we need
another truck.
Double the amount of trucks, double the amount of staff, and probably double the amount of tinnies.
Hey, Hamish.
Hanging fruit.
Now, Andy.
Hey, I'll take it. T2 gold logos.
Now, are the dimmies, are they having steamed or fried? What's more popular?
Well, we've just opened for today, and at the moment it's been hungover dads, often with kids, young kids, children strapped to their front of their stomach, and they're coming in for steamed, which is, of course, the healthy option. It seems like fried is about a post 9 o'clock type, at night type manoeuvre.
Yeah, notice he had to tell you what was healthy, Bill, so you get the right option.
You have fried all day long and all night long.
Steam's good for you. Hey,
thank you for your support, guys. And in fact, as someone said, they came down specifically because they'd heard me on Bill and JB, and they said, are you going to get Bill in as an ambassador? And I said, oh, because he likes food. He goes, no, because he looks like a dim sim.
Pear or dim sim? Pear, I heard before. Hey, tell us about the beer. What are we drinking? Is it a lager are they selling?
Don't worry, it's not our beer. So whatever tins it comes in. So at the moment it's Melbourne Bitter. We've had each normal cup us. There's Mountain Goat. There's plenty of... But wait, are you guys sponsored by beer at the moment? Because I can mention that as well.
Okay, no, great. Melbourne Bitter's a beautiful drop.
CUB we are, yes. So where are you? Tell us where you are, Andy.
It's Lennox Street, for those who know the area, Richmond. London Tavern Hotel, walking distance from the G. And we're expecting a bunch of people in again before the big clash this afternoon, obviously after your great call.
Exactly. Hey, he's a very intelligent man. We know that, Andy Lee. I've got a question for you.
Right,
Tottenham Hotspurs. Tottenham Hotspurs. Why are they called? And no one knows this. I bet you don't know it.
No, I don't know.
And you certainly might
would.
Not. Why are they called the Hotspurs?
Oh, gee, you put me on the spot here, Bill. I think it's because the original founder was Harry Hotspurs. It came from his surname.
Spot on. There you go. So he's intelligent. Oh, yeah, man.
Very.
I was just about to say that, too.
You have no idea.
I didn't know that, Bill.
Head to the London Tavern. Get stuck into the dimmies and tinnies with the great Andy Lee. Thank you, mate.
Thank you, lads. Take care.
See you, mate. Well done. I love that.
Feel like a dimmy now. I have to talk
about
it.
Nice. Yeah.
Quiz.
Taste one.
Quiz.
$250 worth of dimmy.
And now, across Australia, on the Triple M Network.
The punters love it.
It's the quiz you've been waiting for.
I want the quiz, mate.
Camel on down to Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops for unseriously good deals. Drink responsibly.
We want the quiz.
It's the Saturday Rub Quiz.
That's the people's quiz.
And here's your host, Bill.
Billy Brownless.
Here's a Cameron, so we're on the clock.
Righto.
Come on, Fat.
$250 Thirsty Camel voucher. Let's get away now and we
away.
Go.
Away.
Jim, who's there? I can't see the screen.
Oh, we start with Brad from Launceston.
Hey, Brad, how are you, mate?
Driving to Vision O, boys.
Yeah, he didn't get sucked in.
Signed up as a devil?
Certainly have.
Right, number one, Cameron Johnson has become one of the highest paid punters in the NFL after signing a $13 million deal.
What?
Which AFL list was he on? Cameron Johnson.
Richmond.
No, he wasn't.
No. All right, we've got Tommy from Mount Eliza.
G'day, Tommy.
Just on my way to umpire some local footy.
Good on you,
umpire.
Well done. Lovely. Cameron Johnson was on a list on the AFL. He's now the highest paid punters, or one of them. What list was he on there, old Thomas?
Geelong.
No, he wasn't.
Dummy. Let's get to Daniel Lilydale.
Oh, it's, Daniel.
It's Johnston.
Hard
well,
question
think,
first
Bill.
Up, Bill.
Daniel, son. Yeah, I think it is too.
Yeah, it's got a 10.
Sitting out the back having a beer.
Good boy. Cameron Johnston.
Yes, that's better.
Has become one of the highest paid punters. He was on a list. It was a team in Melbourne.
I'm just going to go for St Kilda.
Oh, no.
Bill.
All right, Matty's in Hobart. Hello, Matty.
Matty.
Just trying to tick off the housework, boys.
Good work.
Housework.
Bit of vacuuming, washing. Are you a devil?
You know it,
signed
Bill.
Up? Oh, I do know it. Signed up?
Yeah, mate, yep.
Good boy. Cameron Johnston. Is a high-paid punter in the NFL.
He's a high-paid.
What AFL list is he on? They wear blue and red.
Yeah, we'll go with Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Away.
Question two. Before this round, which player was leading the coaches' votes award?
Oh.
Good-looking player. Jim loves him.
Oh. Thinks he looks like him.
North.
I do.
You think he looks...
I've got a couple in mind, but if he looks like him, I'm probably wrong. Tom Green?
He does look like him.
No.
That's deflated, Jim.
Yeah. He's been flat.
I look like Tom Green.
Lewis, yeah.
Piss off.
Lewis.
He just picked up on it.
He's on his computer. Yeah.
I'm looking
watch
at who's
it.
Nothing.
Stats.
The goat.
Oh, I know, the goat. Yeah. Lewis.
The goat.
Hello, Lewis.
Lewis.
Yeah, just driving home from Melbourne.
Yeah, we can hear that. Heard it for a minute before you jumped on. Righto, come on, Lewis, here we go. Before this round, which player was leading the coaches' votes award?
Was it Isaac Heaney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bit more like it.
Lifeline. You got Nuff Bernie or Charisma Damo?
Charisma.
GP Brayshaw's not in this.
No.
The AFL had a brief legal dispute with which company in order to secure the naming rights of the Tasmanian Devils. Who did they have a little fight with? You got Damo, you got Nuff, or you can answer it yourself, Louis?
That was Warner Brothers, wasn't it?
Oh, he doesn't know. Yes.
Bang, bang, bang.
Easy lifeline.
After Thursday, sorry, Lewis, we're in a hurry. We've got to get to Jeremy Cameron. After Thursday's St Kilda game, which two Collingwood players are currently leading their goal kicking this year? Two Collingwood players. Just give me, we'll go with one, actually.
Yeah, good idea.
They only kicked 5 goals, by the way.
Away.
Brody Marlachek?
No. Jim?
I don't know. Scotty's in Torquay.
Scotty!
Just on the way to watch a mate's cricket grand final.
Oh, good. Good luck there. Did you hear that question? Which two Collingwood players are currently leading their goal kicking for 2024? Give me the name of one.
Bobby Hill?
Yeah!
Oh, what up? Hey.
Bobby Hill or Jamie Elliott. Jamie both Elliott. Kicked 5 goals. That's a
get around him!
Collingwood question. Righto, you still got Nuff Bernie and you still got Charisma. Travis Boak plays his 350th game for Port Adelaide. What a star. Well done, Boakey. Name two more players that are in the top 5 for games played at Port Adelaide.
I'll go Charisma.
Charisma. Come on, Damo.
Well, Volcano reached the 300 and then took off about a minute later. So he's one of them.
Yeah.
Robbie Gray got high as well, so I reckon he's amongst the top 4 or 5, Bill, as well. So
what do you think?
Just after two?
Yeah, that's all. Yep. Yeah, two.
Tredre?
Scotty?
Yeah, Tritters.
That'll do.
The other two, Westhoff.
Westhoff.
What happened?
Justin Westhoff.
He's in the
Barossa Valley playing footy there with his brothers, I think, somewhere.
Good on him. Question six, who was the last player to play in their 350th AFL game? The last player to play in his 350th. Wow-wee.
Pendles?
No, Pendles was a good one. Joel Selwood was a good one. They're not there. Who we got?
We got Roy from Endeavour Hills.
Roy!
Watching the basketball.
Oh, which game?
Miami Heat versus the Pelicans.
Oh, yeah, righto. Good game. It was the last game. I thought it might have been Melbourne United and the Jackjumpers.
Yes. That was last night.
Yeah, well done to the Jackie.
Yeah,
Who was the last player to play in their 350th game? AFL game.
They still playing, Bill?
No.
Retired last year.
Was it Sean Burgoyne?
No.
Might have to give you a hint, Bill. People
playing today?
Hint.
No.
Who's after Roy, Jim?
Retired.
Get off the computer.
Team's playing today, though, is it?
Andrew Sunshine.
No, it's not.
About to walk into Bunnings.
What are you going to buy, Drewy?
Sausage.
Yes.
Just some lawnmower blades, Bill.
And then you walk out with 10 other things as well.
Right. Yeah. So you actually buy lawnmower blades, do you?
Well, yeah.
You buy a new mower. I wouldn't buy a blade. I'd buy a new mower. Who was the last player to play their 350th AFL game? Give us a clue.
Retired.
He's as big a name as there's ever been.
Wow.
Is that a fair clue, Bill?
Buddy.
Yes.
There you go.
Buddy Franklin. Well done, bud. He's going well, too, up there in the Gold Coast.
Is he?
Loving it.
Loving it up there.
Is he?
Question seven. Who is it? Andrew Sunshine. Which player is on track to play their 350th AFL game next week?
Oh,
dear.
Played last night.
Hang on, Jim. We've got a few minutes here.
No good. Sorry.
Oh,
come on, Andrew. Oh. Niall.
What flagged it?
Who? Hill Park. Niall.
His name's not Niall.
His name's Niall.
Oh, no. The
Jake.
Corin.
Hello, driving, Niall.
Driving to work, boys.
What do you do, Niall?
Sparky at the Metro Tunnel.
Oh.
Thought you might have been a builder and hit the nail on the head.
Oh,
well,
no.
Which player?
Yuck.
Oh, fat, you good. Which player is on track to play 350th AFL game next week? He's a big cat.
Danger.
No.
Niall, come on. Joey's in South Frankston.
Hello, Joey.
Just on my way to the washing line.
The washing line.
You know what it is? Happy wife, happy life.
Well done, Joey. Well done. Which player is on track to play 350th AFL game next week?
Tomahawk.
Yes.
Big Hawk.
Done.
Big Tomahawk.
Get around him.
Lifeline, you just got Nuffy Bernie. Sorry about that.
Oh, God, righto.
When Jack Higgins won goal of the year in 2018, in his speech, he described his heart as beating 1,000 what? Remember this?
Yeah, he stuffs it up.
I love Jack.
1,000.
Is it beats per second?
Beats per second. What do you think, Joey?
Something like that.
Oh, God. I can't remember. So, yeah, I'll go with it.
You're a nuffy. Jim, come on.
Oh, come on. Stevie's in Listerfield.
Hello, Stevie.
Move along, Bill.
Go on, Bill.
Stevie.
Just watching the cricket grand final, boys.
Oh, good on you. We'd ask you, but we're running short of time.
None.
Jack Higgins won the goal of the year.
Higgins.
What did he describe his heart as beating? 1,000 what? And you two
can I change my
minutes per second?
Oh, well done.
Yes.
Yes. Firstly, my heart's bumping 1,000 minutes per second, so if I screw it up, don't hate on me.
1,000 minutes per second. No. Number nine, which was the last club to win a premiership after starting the season zipping three? Not too long.
I know this.
Can we give a clue?
They're
playing today.
Kangaroos?
It is. The Kangaroos.
77, was it?
1975. And Oscar Piastri was spotted on Thursday at Albert Park wearing the jumper of which club for the $250 Thirsty Camel?
He's a Tigers man, isn't he?
Oh. Hey! Tigers jumper that Brian Taylor, he wore that beautifully.
Oh, yeah.
Won the goal kicking there in the under-19s in the...
Hey, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Reserves and the seniors. And not many players
and then went on to win the Coleman at Collingwood.
Yes, yep. But how many players have won under-19s, reserves and senior goal kicking?
Well, he couldn't get a game for a long time because Disco Roach.
Disco Roach.
He couldn't be...
And apparently
in
15 games.
20 and 15.
But and it's the Richmond Social Club, that used to be a light back then. Wow.
he was in control of it, Brian.
He's nodding.
You didn't get in or out without Bristol.
120 and 15 games. That's eight a game.
Remember he said he went there, Jim, and used to take around a cup of tea.
Yes.
But have beer in it.
Yep. That's it.
He wrote that in his book.
And he burned his
stash off. Off to a break because Jeremy Cameron is going to join us next. The Hard Yakka Workwear, McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks Footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.
And I just see the great Dennis Pagan exiting the ground. Well done, Pago, out there with the silverware.
How did he come here today, on the tram?
I don't know if he was snowy off the tram, but he was out there, and one of the ends is going to be named after him.
It's on Moody Street.
Nice touch. Yes. Now, there are some players, Bill, that are must-watch television.
Exactly.
And this man is one of them. You tell us who it is.
He's a superstar. He wears number 5 for the Cats. Kicked the greatest goal ever. Well,
last week.
Yeah, last week. Jeremy Cameron, welcome to the Saturday Rub, Jezza.
How are we, fellas? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, now, it's your daughter's first birthday, so we appreciate you coming on. How's the party looking?
Well, it's not actually my daughter's birthday, Bill. It's one of the neighbours up the road that we're friends with.
Come on, Bill.
Good start,
You're only off by about a week, though, so her birthday's next week.
You're digging your daughter, whose birthday's coming up, to a birthday party down the road.
Keep digging, Bill. Keep digging. Keep throwing darts.
Well, let's talk about the game. How good were the two Toms last night, Stewart and Hawkins?
Yeah, both ends of the ground, yeah. Obviously, starting with Stewie, I sort of mentioned on the telecast last night, it felt like there was three of him out there. He was popping up, marking the ball, and when he couldn't mark it, he was body spoiling and knocking it back our way. So, he was inspirational like he always is. And Big Hawkey found a fair bit of the footy up forward as well and got on the end of, I think he kicked 4. So, really good all-round effort from the Toms.
Now, Jez, you were near that bonehead when he came on the ground and started wandering through a stoppage. And I liked when he was finally collared that you said, holding the ball.
I don't really know what goes on in my head sometimes out there. Just trying to have a bit of fun with it, you know. But I didn't actually notice he was there for ages. Like, the ball was just bouncing around and he was in the stoppage trying to win the footy and filming at the same time. It was pretty impressive. But I think Keezy was the one that got him. He was pretty angry, Keezy, because he had the ball when the umpire called the game off. He was furious that he got robbed a touch.
Have you seen the memes going around or the social media input this morning with you making that holding the ball motion?
I haven't. No. I haven't seen any of it.
It's some working of the boys out well. About. Just on another sort of lesser light moment out of the game, you got yourself when you had a shot at goal to the left of screen and into a conversation with the supporters as well. Do you recall the specifics of that?
I don't actually know what one you're talking about.
You turned to the crowd after you slotted
the goal.
Was that the snap? I think it might have been that one, yeah. There was a bit of heckling, actually, down in the forward pocket there at Adelaide Oval. So, a couple of times I went back to the square and started in the square at centre bounces, and they love to give it to you down there. So, just a little bit of to and fro.
Well, that's the famous Adelaide Oval Hill. And they they get there early and they fill up early. Yeah, so there's plenty of advice being thrown over there. I'm interested in your flight back this morning. I was just tucked away in about row six. Now, is there a pecking order when it comes to that? Because there's not the whole team, just a few of you guys flew back. And, well, you're in position A1.
Oh, cool.
Tomahawk was back about three or four, which I was surprised with. Wow. And then the others just, well, they fielded back wherever they could fit.
They're role players.
Yeah, well, it was funny because Tanner didn't play in our game. He flew with us, but he was in business with me. So
oh, he was
I don't
too.
Know that's... how he got that seat, but Big Tomahawk was furious.
Hawk.
I'll tell you what we learned last night, Jez. I was there doing our show prior to the game. Poor old Scratcher Neil, who wasn't picked in the game, was out there for an hour and a half with Steve Saunders and your fizzetta. He had his ass handed to him. And I reckon Scratcher now realises he's got to get picked in the one.
Yep.
I've never seen a man put through an hour and a half of pain more than that.
Yeah, and he's a proper athlete, Big Scratcher. So he goes pretty hard. He's super fit, but... yeah, with not getting selected, he had to do his own training out there afterwards, which is, you know, pretty flattening. If I was in those shoes, it'd be hard to get my head around. But, he's very close to getting the game. He's had a really strong preseason, and, no doubt we'll see him out there soon.
And a big boy. Last week's goal where you got it on the wing and you just, he floats. He doesn't run. He just floats through here and he get the handball wasn't for you, I don't think, either, Jeff, by the way. But you just snatched it away, kicked that goal on the boundary, and then the cameras cut away, unfortunately. But he actually jumped on the fence. Jumped up on the fence and put the hands up, didn't you?
As I mentioned just earlier, I don't know what goes on in my head. I like to celebrate with the crowd. It's what it's all about. I like to have fun out there, you know, bring excitement to the team. That's sort of a part of my role. And to do it down Jolly Selwood stand in was nice for the crowd as well.
Yeah.
It's a different looking catch this year, Jez, but the start to the year has been really excellent, as it often has been under your time there and even before that. What do you make of the Cats' prospects? I know publicly you're happy to talk it up as a club.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we went away after last season and we wanted to come back in really good shape and have a heap of numbers to pick from throughout the whole preseason, and that's what we dished up. You know, the younger boys come back in really good nick. We sort of know what you're going to get from the older group, but them younger core group of guys come back and they can really push you as older players, and you know, it's hard to pick a team. We had quite a few go out really late last night. But then guys willing to step up straight away. Parfitt come in, played an excellent role. And we've got a lot of young guys rolling through the middle of the ground, which is nice to see.
Hey, Jez, you're a bloody superstar. Yep. We love watching you play footy. Enjoy the weekend. Look forward to seeing you Easter Monday.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Enjoy the birthday party.
Quality.
He's got a farm, and he thinks serious. He's a farmer.
Yeah. Well, he's not the only one.
No, Hawk and Reece Stanley's
out there.
Reece Stanley's not a farmer. Well. He's not a farmer.
Well, I don't think Hawk is either.
No, Hawk
gets the old man to come
he's
down.
He's got the R.M. William boot.
That makes him a farmer.
Yeah. I think Jumping Jack comes down and tells
helps him out.
A bit like Brian used to. Whatever the neighbour's farmer did.
And the sheep. He moved the sheep from this paddock to that paddock. Say, Brian, he goes, oh, g'day, Tanya, I've got to move the sheep from there. And plus, time me how long I call for.
It's like that time you, Jim, posted that photo of chopped wood and you chopped it. And
a whole ton.
The axe you had in your hand was brand new.
A whole ton I chopped.
Brand new axe.
Here's Brian.
It was a prop.
Look at Brian wandering.
Oh, he's awoken.
I don't think I've seen Spud laugh harder than when he saw that. No. I said, Spud, it's a ton of wood. I chopped it all.
No, you didn't chop it.
And he cried like Brian, next to get us ready for North Melbourne and Fremantle here.
Good.
At
crowd.
Marvel Stadium, big crowd.
Big crowd.
Hard yak workwear, McDonald's and Remont Water, Triple M Rocks footy.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Remont Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks footy.